So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking about what I consider a software developer, an architect, an engineer should see in 2010 if they want to progress. Numero uno is agile development. The amount of job specifications which I've seen in the last month that do not mention any form of agile development, do not mention if it's Scrum, XP, pair programming, and even if it's Lean, if you're lucky to find Lean and Kanban or Scrumban, is really strange in 2010. Number two is open source. Now, lots of investment banks will look at proprietary frameworks such as Reuters AD, things like 29 West for messaging, IBM MQ, and a number that don't use any open source at all is really quite alarming as well. So, and you know, things like Spring are good for you, especially Juice and all the other open source frameworks out there. So open source is a given. That's number two. Number three is innovation, rework and change. What are you trying to do for developers? Nobody actually wants to be trapped to a millstone and we work in the same project. So you have to, in your job specifications, actually say what innovations and what change you're trying to do. And this ties in with number four, which is the project, the scope of what you're trying to do, your challenges, your issues, and your ambitions. And again, people are looking for that next best thing if they can get it at all, or to rebuild a system from scratch so that it provides the right value to the customers and obviously your users. And a job specification with some of the messages and some of the ideas of what you're trying to do definitely help. For instance, if you are developing an application which is for performance, which requires sub-millisecond times, then of course what you actually need is a Java performance engineer, an engineer who understands how to tune the JVM and also the garbage collector. What you certainly don't need is a Java Swing Flex developer. Number five, therefore, is it's not just about Java. I have to emphasize that lots of developers, the high-end developers, are moving beyond Java, looking at JRuby, they are looking at Groovy, they're looking at Scala, and anything else that, you know, that enhances their continuous learning, because that's what it's all about. So that's all I have to say. So these are my tips for getting a high spec and high caliber software developer in 2010.